Hi, my name is Anne Musico. I'm a certified biblical health coach, and this is going to be my first podcast. I'm calling it How to Be a Stealth Cook and Make a Family Favorite into a Nutritional Powerhouse. Whether clients want to lose weight, manage a health issue like blood pressure or cholesterol, blood sugar, balance their hormones, or have digestive problems, almost every one of them also wants to know how to improve their family's diet. Obesity has become epidemic in our country, and not just in adults, but sadly in our children as well. So many moms contact me asking for help in cleaning up their children's diets and wonder how to make their meals and snacks healthier. Regardless of the issue, it all boils down to one simple thing: make better choices. No one does it all perfectly, and trying to change everything all at once rarely, if ever, succeeds. I always recommend using the principle of taking baby steps, especially with children. Change one thing at a time and do it gradually. Let them get used to one change before you introduce another. That being said, I want to show you how easy it is to take a family favorite and one that almost every kid loves, meatballs and spaghetti, and tweak it so that it becomes a very nutritious and healthy meal choice. Let's begin with the spaghetti part of the meal. First of all, a shorter pasta like penne or shells may be easier for them to handle than the long strands of spaghetti. But for the sake of convenience, I'm referring to this dish as spaghetti and meatballs. Next, choose a higher quality, more nutritious pasta. There are many to choose from. Whole wheat pasta is readily available in every supermarket, and there are many brands to choose from. There are also multi-grain versions like Barilla Pasta Plus, low-carb versions like Dreamfields, and a white pasta that's higher in fiber and calcium like Ronzoni Smart Taste, as well as pastas made from vegetables like carrots and spinach that provide a full serving of vegetables in every serving. Ronzoni Garden Delight is one of those. By switching to a whole grain pasta, you increase fiber and protein, and even though the pasta itself is still a carb, you're making it a healthier carb. Now let's discuss sauce. Read the labels and be sure, if you are using a prepared tomato sauce, that it does not contain high fructose corn syrup or any other artificial ingredients. There are many very good brands that are readily available. Prego makes one called Veggie Smart that I particularly like, and each half cup serving provides the equivalent of 1 1/4 cups of vegetables. That's a really sneaky way to get them into your kids. You can bump up the nutritional value of the sauce even more by doing what I call stealth cooking. Sometimes we have to get sneaky to get them healthy. They're very simple things that your kids will never even realize you did. When you pour the sauce over your pasta, drizzle some extra virgin olive oil over the pasta first. That healthy fat makes the carotenes and phytonutrients more easily absorbed by the body. Next, you can also puree some beans, either, you know, cannellini beans, red kidney beans, whichever you like, with a little chicken or vegetable stock and stir it into the sauce before you heat it up. This adds fiber and protein to the sauce, and they will never know it's in there. I think it also makes the consistency really smooth and a little creamy. Last, you can even finely grate a carrot or two and put that in. It'll melt right into your tomato sauce. Sneaky, huh? Now for the meatballs. You have a huge variety of healthy choices for the ground meat you decide to use. You can use lean, grass-fed beef, which is a great choice. Ground turkey, chicken, veal, or even a combination of the beef and veal or a buffalo meat. I like to also very finely chop baby Bella mushrooms, grate some zucchini, and even add some frozen chopped spinach that's been thawed and squeezed dry. If your kids are the kind that will pick out at that little speck of green, skip the spinach for now. I also boil 1/3 cup of lentils for about 20 or 30 minutes until they're soft, and I puree them. Once they're cooled, I add them into my meat mixture. You get extra fiber, which most kids get precious little of at all, and along with the zucchini, it keeps the mixture very moist. Besides an egg or two, you can also include some crushed shredded wheat cereal or oatmeal as a binder for even more fiber. If you do use breadcrumbs, use whole wheat. They're easy to find in your supermarket. Be sure to use a variety of healthy spices that add nutrition and antioxidants as well as flavor, like oregano, basil, sea salt, garlic, black pepper, sage, rosemary, cumin. Use your imagination and let your creativity run wild. Last but not least, don't fry the meatballs. Once you shape the meat into balls, place on a baking sheet and bake at 350 degrees for about 40 minutes or until they're nicely browned. I like to make a double batch and freeze half. Just pop them into a Ziploc bag, then you always have them ready for a fast meal. Drain them on paper towels, pop them into your sauce in a crock pot, and finish cooking in the sauce for an hour or so. If you don't want to make pasta, they also make a delicious meatball hero on whole grain rolls. Pull some of the inside of the roll out on one side to nest the meatballs in and top with some sauce. This was a very special treat for my boys when they were younger. I guarantee your family, and especially your children, will love this meal, and you can feel very good about offering them something very healthy as well. It all comes down to making some better choices and substituting healthier alternatives to bump up nutrition without sacrificing the taste. You just have to be stealthy about it. If you'd like some more tips and recipes, visit my website at www.3dimensionalvitality.com and click on the Books tab on the left. My ebook, Nutrition Boosting Strategies, is loaded with tips like this, as well as recipes and tips for shopping healthy on a budget. Let me know what you think. Until next time, this is Ann Musico. Have a very blessed and healthy day.